Well, you gave Jansen Harkins an opportunity this afternoon with two of your elite. What did you see from him, and why did you make that move?
Well, I liked it an awful lot. When you look at the chances for at the end of this, most of them will be that line, and a lot of it will be his work. You know, he's will get on an idea on the ice, a puck, a player, and he stays on it, right? He doesn't loop. It's not soft. Not only willing to put a puck to the net off the rush with those two guys coming, which is smart, so he's not forcing plays to him, but also has the hands, showed the hands to make the play to Wheeler on the goal. I made the change because I wasn't getting any of that beforehand.
Fair to say that Mark and Blake weren't afraid to give him the puck either?
No, they're smart guys. You watch the game and you watch the way Jansen's played since he's been here, and it's been a clean, hard game, you know, and clean, I mean, with the puck. Like, he gets plays made. He'll get heavy on the walls. He'll battle, but he's still got a little bit of finesse there. So he was right. I liked his game.
Which also a game time decision?
Warm up. It didn't happen in warm up. It just didn't get through warm up the way we wanted him to. But we didn't come to the rink expecting that. So it was truly a last minute. We'll look back at it now and ask, but he felt fine coming to the rink and didn't feel fine after warm-up, so we don't take those chances.
And what goes into the decision for Petetto over maybe Niku?
Niku was on deck for one of our other defensemen yesterday, so he didn't skate and Petetto did. Niku skated this morning, so we just can't leave these guys. That's just the way it drew out because we're off tomorrow, so we have to skate the other players, and we had Niku as the seventh yesterday and Petetto as the seventh tonight.
Josh at all, or is it just
Concerned enough that I didn't play him, so we'll get a better idea in a couple of days here.
Oh, what do you think was the bounces the game was pretty well even, but a couple of bounces off skates.
That's the way to look. They shot two pucks that we didn't, right? Point shot, not clear, bounces off a couple guys, they get the rebound. 2-on-1, beat a pretty good goaltender with the shot. We had the same setup a bunch of times and didn't get it to the net.
So how do you
we'd like to see you shoot a few more pucks.
You said you knew you wouldn't run the table, but just talk about the importance of not letting this stretch.
Look, it doesn't matter who you play now, right? These guys think they got a chance to get back into it. So they're playing hard, and their record's better than ours in the last 7 or 8. So they're going to be just as hard as beating Washington the next night. So the opponent isn't nearly as critical is the desperation that we'll need from 18 skaters, you know, all of them.
What caught your attention from Cody first game?
His idea is right on all the things that he does. You know, he doesn't cheat the game, didn't force seam passes. If it was his man on the puck, he stayed on the puck. He didn't loop off and try to attack it a different way. He's a gamer, just a good pro.
Do you think